Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys all had a great weekend. I really did not do much of anything. Sunday, I went up to Ormond Beach to meet up with my producer Vulture. His son got his first car and he wanted to show it off to me, so I went up, met them. We ate at a lot of you guys know it as Bruce Rossmeyer's Harley Davidson up there. Unfortunately, Mr. Rossmeyer still isn't alive because he got run over on his way to Sturgis. And I did see that they're starting to do a little bit of rebranding. But guys, if any of you guys are motorcyclists and are big fans of Harleys, then you need to check that place out. It's right off of US 1 and 95, I-95, right in Ormond Beach. So I went up there, and I gotta tell you, back in the day when I was younger, I did not get scared about getting in random people's cars. But to ride in a particularly fast car with has his license and he's wanting to show it off and wanting to ride with the top down. And I gotta tell you, I was a little nervous, but I gotta tell you, Vulture's son did a great job, and it was great to hang out with my producer, Vulture. Also, my fellow coworker at my corporate job. It was great to see them. And then I was able to get back to see the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins made the playoffs. It's been the first time in 6 years. I really have not been the biggest NFL fan. I've always been more of a college football fan. Big supporter of the University of Florida, but in just general, I think that college football is way more entertaining than anything you're going to see in the NFL. But me and my dad, we always watched the Dolphins back in the day, Dan Marino. But for the first time in like 20 years, all three NFL Florida football teams are in the NFL playoffs. And the last time that happened was the Miami Dolphins had to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. And me and my good friend Derek, he came out to the house and we were watching it. It was like, by the way, this was Dan Marino's last game. It was his last game. So they're playing the Jags, and the Jags absolutely blow them out. It was like 60-6. It was some just like score that you would never, ever think that would happen in the NFL. That was the game that retired Marino. And I don't even think the Dolphins have won a a playoff game in the last 20 years. No, I know that they did. What up, Iggy T? Iggy T is in the house. Iggy T says, hello, I'm back. How are you, Iggy? Twisted Movies says, yo, Tuds, good day. And then Fish on J, yo, 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 sup, Pat. All right, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I got some news stories that I want to get into, but here in the chat room, and I don't even know if I can take any phone calls. I know that I had issues with it last week, so I don't even know if I'll even be able to take phone calls, and I really need to take some time and try to figure that out. But if you're in the chat room, and I know a lot of people from the Bubba Army listen to the podcast that I do. So this coming weekend, this will be the first time that I will be attending the Bubba Army Royalty Party. When I was a member of the show, I went, and I probably could have gotten invited to some of the ones since I haven't been on the show, but I kind of messed things up. Let's be honest. Like I always do, I did. I messed things up. And then probably about mid-December, I got a text from Bubba from his, I know that it was from his personal cell phone, that I was invited to come to this year's party. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was a little shocked. I was. Because I didn't think that I would be able to get into the good graces with Bubba like I was before. But I kind of like slow played it. Because that's what you got to do. Especially when it comes to Bubba. If you're trying to make up for something that you did, You can't be a bull in a china shop. You just cannot be that person. Iggy T, can I listen to that podcast on YouTube? Yeah, Iggy. Yeah, you can. Well, hold on. No. So I think you can listen to it on iTunes. That was not a live stream or anything, Iggy, the interview that I did with Bubba. But you will be, I mean, as far as I know, I don't think Canada kind of restricts things. Because sometimes the United Kingdom and stuff won't allow me to be able to watch all the nerdy Doctor Who stuff the day before. So I can't watch it. And they do that. They do that a lot. But I really do think you will be able to listen to it on iTunes. But I'm going to the party this weekend. And I gotta admit to you guys, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous because I had a great interview with Bubba. When it was just me and Bubba talking one-on-one, it was great. And I'm not saying anything bad about the people that are on his show, like Anna or Lummy or Blitz. But it was just great to be able to do and record a podcast with Bubba just one-on-one. And I really do think that we got into some pretty good stuff. I had a lot of people, I got a lot of emails from people that thoroughly enjoyed my time on the podcast that I recorded with Bubba. But so I'm going and I got invited. And that's the thing about it is that I got invited to the party before I got invited to come over and record a podcast with Bubba. So I didn't get the invite to be able to show up to the royalty party after the interview that I did with Bubba. But back to what I was saying is I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous because when I got done recording the show with Bubba, like, he was, all right, this is what you got to do, Tuttle. This is where you fucked up and everything. This is who you need to make amends with. And old me would have been like, well, what do I got to make amends for? But now I'm just like, okay, well, then tell me who I need to make amends with. Tell me who I need to fix things with. And I'll do it. I don't care. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be wrong. I just want to have fun. I talked to somebody the other day. They asked me, do you like what you're doing now? Do I like what I'm doing now? I love it. You want to know why I love it? Because it allows me to do this podcast. It allows me to help my mom. It allows me to not be stressed out. Is it my passion? No. It is not my passion to do that other job. What I would like to be doing is talking on a microphone on a daily basis with people and make money off of that. But there also has been times in my radio career where I've had to work other jobs. When I was married, I would work at Real Radio with the Monsters from like 5 a.m. until about 11:30, get off there, have enough time to get some lunch and stuff, and then go be an iron worker. Go put down decking, weld decking, bolts, beams to clips all day long. So I've done all that. And that's the thing about passion, people. That you're willing to work extra to work extra and do stuff that you don't even like doing so you can do the passion that you want to do. I mean, sometimes you just have to grow up. I mean, a lot of people have to work jobs that they don't want to do and stuff. And I mean, it's kind of like what I'm doing right now, but I'm doing pretty well with it. Stuck in Dion's tub says that's a rugged ass job there. So, yeah, I mean, stuck in Dion's tub, a lot of people think that I'm a big-ass pussy and I'm not willing to do whatever I want to do and stuff. But, no, I don't give a damn. Like, if I need to make money and do, I will figure out a way to be able to use my talents to be able to make money off of it and still to do this stupid ass, dumbass show that I do, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Because I like doing it, and I will work a lot of extra hours to be able to do this stuff. So I really appreciate that comment, Stuck in Dion's Tub. So I'm going to get into some of the news stories that I wanted to get into today. So I wanted to get into this one. So everybody, it seems like my computer is slowing down and everything. All right. Am I good to go here? Hold on. Let me see. Here we go. All right. So this is why it's crazy to live in the state of Florida. Some of the biggest, craziest news stories that you're ever going to see is going to happen in the United States. And then you get a select few news stories that happen in the state of Florida that it just ramps it up. And I don't even know how to pronounce it correctly, but Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, well, the former president of Brazil, this guy is living in Florida right now, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on in Brazil. Brazil basically had their Brazil January 6th insurrection in their country. And this is crazy because the president that lost is now, he is hanging out in Celebration, which is in Central Florida here in Orlando. And the guy is a big fan of Donald Trump. And this is very comedic. And I know I should not be laughing about all this stuff, but holy crap.
The incredible scenes unfolding in Brazil's capital Sunday. Thousands of protesters confronting police, wielding makeshift weapons, smashing windows, storming Brazil's Congress, presidential palace, and Supreme Court. All of it eerily similar to one of the ugliest chapters in American history, the January 6th attack.
Well, okay. Let's break this down, I'm not Brazilian, but if there's anybody in Brazil that's listening to this right now, and in no way do I support what happened on January 6th. But if you're going to kind of copycat or piggyback on what Trump and his crew did, don't do it on a weekend. Don't do it on a weekend because, I mean, nobody was in, practically there was nobody in the building that you were invading. You invaded your capital. You invaded the presidential palatial mansion. Nobody was there. Also, if you're going to do this, because, I mean, say what you want, all the people on January 6th, they did it before they actually did the transfer of power. And now all that was already done there in Brazil. And then you guys just decide to do it? I mean, it just seems like poor planning.
The protesters claiming the October election that saw left-leaning former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, or just Lula, barely defeat right-wing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro, was rigged. It's a claim Bolsonaro had been making for months without evidence.
Bolsonaro.
Lula promising to punish the demonstrators, calling them fascists, and saying they did something that wasn't ever done in the history of this country. Overnight, Lula arriving at the presidential palace to assess the damage. Federal police were deploying...
I mean, Brazil is kind of a weird place. Brazil's kind of a weird place, okay? Yeah, they got a very crooked government. And I know a lot of people sees all the videos of favelas. If you don't know what favelas is, it's the communities of a lot of the makeshift homes that are on the side of mountains or wherever they can build at, that they have their own type of justice. Like, if you're caught stealing from a civilian, somebody that is a part of the community, they will break every bone in your arms and legs with 2x4s if they catch you. So a lot of people probably think that it's just a bunch of heathens that are just wanting to steal, rob, rape, and murder. But it's kind of like prison. It kind of is like prison because there is a code of conduct when it comes to stuff. And it does happen that way. But I really don't know enough about it. If there is anybody that listens to this podcast, the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and you're in Brazil, because I don't want to seem ignorant at all, but I would love to have anybody in or on the show that can enlighten me or kind of tell me about exactly what's going on.
Tear gas and flashbangs well into the night. Officials say more than 400 people have already been arrested. Those who follow Brazilian politics say this felt almost inevitable.
Since January 6th, how much concern has there been in Brazil that something like that could happen?
A lot, because Bolsonaro is a major fan of Trump. Like, Trump is his idol.
By the way, this Bolsonaro, he is in Central Florida. People are, I've seen so many social media posts, just videos of him being out in Central Florida where everybody is coming up to him and asking him for his autograph or to get a selfie or a picture. This guy here in Central Florida and in Central Florida and South is getting treated like a god. And what's funny is, who knows, like, if Brazil wants to get him extradited back to the country to answer for this January 6th type riot. I wonder if Ron DeSantis would actually turn him over. Who knows?
The protesters have received support from some Trump allies, including former aide Steve Bannon, who posted about it on social media, calling them freedom fighters. Bannon was involved in the president's attempt to overturn the 2020 election and even predicted the chaos one day before the Capitol riots.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow.
Meanwhile, global leaders quickly condemning the violent behavior in Brazil, with President Biden calling it an assault on democracy and tweeting, "Brazil's democratic institutions have our full support and the will of the Brazilian people must not be undermined."
But we're going to get, Biden does not give two shits about Brazil. I mean, he's got Ukraine. He's the lapdog of Zelensky right now. I mean, we're just giving money hand over fist to them. And now, do you really think Biden gives a damn about Brazil now.
Bolsonaro, reportedly in Orlando since December, reacting to the riots on social media, tweeting, invasions of public buildings are outside the law.
What does that mean? Public invasion is outside?
Incredible scenes unfolding in Brazil's capital Sunday. Thousands of protesters confronting
police back.
Orlando since December, reacting to
whatever. So let me get rid of that. So, all hell's breaking loose in Brazil. And then, I mean, we had all hell breaking loose over in the United Kingdom. And this is almost kind of like I was talking about it last week. Why are we so concerned about the Pope? Why are we so concerned about the Catholic Church? Why are we marking out to the Pope every single time he comes to the United States? And now we seem like we're marking out to the royal family over in the United Kingdom. And a lot of people want to look at the royal family as a higher society type class people. They're really not. They are having the same exact problems that most southern white trash, if you're in Florida cracker, white trash, just any type of trash. I mean, they may have all the money in the world, but they're still dealing with the same type of bullshit that we're all having to deal with as poor people. You know, getting along with your in-laws and stuff, no. And a lot of people want to say that, oh, this is just Harry. He's talking a lot of shit. He's pissed that he's not going to be the king. I can kind of believe a lot of the stuff that's being talked about.
A seemingly relaxed King Charles attending church on Sunday as his youngest son's explosive interviews were broadcast on both sides of the Atlantic. Harry openly talking about that clash with William.
And he snapped and he pushed me to the floor.
His bombshell book, Spare.
All right, so can we talk about this? Brother, I don't have any brothers. I'm an only child. But I mean, I've seen other interactions between brothers and stuff, so I know how it goes, especially here in the South. That's what brothers do. They fight. They argue. We are an intelligent species, and we don't do that. But do you realize that there are some family, brother, sister, sibling rivalry in the animal kingdom where it's survival of the fittest? Like, brother versus brother, brother versus sister, sister versus sister. I mean, it does happen. It happens all the time, and it is survival of the fittest. And that is why a lot of that stuff goes on. So I don't want to hear about getting into physical altercations with your brother. I've seen all brothers fight. They love each other. I mean, that's the thing about it. A brother can talk trash about another brother, but if somebody outside the family talks about that, then it's ready. It's go time. It's ready to fight. It is. Twisted Movie. Sadly, Tuds, these people are raised from birth to be different. It's not the same. John DeLuca. Let's not forget about how Biden was going to hold $1 billion from the, if they didn't fire the attorney general. Look, all right, I don't want to, I'm not getting into all the Hunter Biden stuff or Trump sons all coked out or whatever. I don't want to get into that. It's pointless, guys.
Describes a second physical altercation with his brother, with his dad, Charles, watching after Prince Philip's funeral.
You know how many times that growing up where my dad and another kid's dad that I did not agree with and we were kind of feuding, my dad would put down the tailgate. My dad would sit on the tailgate. The other kid's dad would sit on the tailgate. And we would fight it out. We would duke it out. Now, I know that the other person that I was fighting was not a relative or whatever, but it's kind of like that. I mean, do you realize, are all the men in the royal family a bunch of pussies? I'm just asking. I know that it's probably got to be. Let me play this. I got to take a sip of water.
He lunged, grabbed my shirt. Listen to me, Harold. I pulled away, refusing to meet his gaze. NBC News has obtained a copy of the memoir before its publication date. Harry writes of differences with his brother stretching back decades. He even suggests being best men at each other's weddings was a charade. And deeply damaging for his father, the king, Harry recalls how he and William asked then Prince.
I don't even understand this. I mean, there's also a double standard when it comes to Prince Harry. He talks a lot about wanting his to live his private life. I'm sorry, I'm getting really choked up there. Not over the story, it's just I don't know. A lot of bad allergies and stuff. But you can't bitch about the paparazzi and wanting to be private about certain things in your life when you're writing a book and you're doing all these interviews and you're airing all this dirty laundry. If you really wanted your privacy, because that's how the British say privacy. If you really wanted your privacy, then you wouldn't have written a book. You wouldn't have agreed to do all these interviews. You wouldn't have agreed to give out a lot of these just dirty secrets and everything. I can see both sides of this whole thing. And I can tell you what I want to do. I really, really, I need to, next time I talk to Amy Sinha, my good friend Amy Sinha, then I need to book her to come on the show to talk about this, because she follows this stuff a lot more than I do. And I would like to hear from her and kind of like just have her break a lot of the stuff down. I want to thank DR. DR came in. $5 on the super sticker. Fish on J came in. $10 super sticker. Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so much.
Prince Charles not to remarry. And accuses Camilla of trading information with journalists.
She was the villain. The need for her to rehabilitate her image.
That made her dangerous.
He was sacrificed, he says.
With her on the way to being Queen Consort, there was going to be people or bodies left in the street.
Man.
Even as the Queen died, He says the family's infighting continued. His brother and uncles took a plane to see her.
I was not invited.
Telling British broadcaster ITV.
And then the briefings and the leaking and the planting. I was like, we...
I will say this, and I'm in no way, because I cannot judge, because I've been through a lot of stuff in the past, well, pretty much all my life. But... I don't know if they talk about it in this interview, but do you guys believe, I don't know if you heard, that Prince Harry actually believes that his mom, Princess Diana, faked her own death and was hiding somewhere in secrecy because she just could not handle the media spotlight. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine, like, how bad it would have been for Princess Diana if there would have been MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Oh, it would have been brutal. It would have been so brutal. But Prince Harry, though, he believed for the longest time that his mom faked her death to be able to get away from the spotlight. Now, I can see a lot of people would look at Prince Harry and be like, why would you say that? Why would you think that, Prince Harry? You want to know why? Because people have a hard time dealing with trauma. They have a hard time, and when you lose your mom at a young age like that, your mind's going to come up with the most ridiculous type of stuff that fits your narrative that won't make you go crazy. And that is where a lot of this stuff comes in. I think both sides needs to just blow a timeout. They need to step back. They need to figure out what's important to them. And just, it's not about being right. Because one of the worst things that you can have in your life is regret. Because if you harp on the past and everything, it's going to eat you up. So if you're having any doubt or you're second-guessing yourself about doing something because it may make you look bad, you just need to suck it up, be the bigger person, and in the long run, it's going to be the best for you. It really, really will. So... all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that joined me tonight. If you're listening to this on the audio version of the podcast and you want to check out the live stream, you can easily do it. It's Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., youtube.com/Tuttle or twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. And if you are watching this live right now and you want to catch up on the archives, every single show that I've done is available. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio app, 315live.com. Every single place you can find a podcast, it's available. So... all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.